Bhagavati Uttamashtoke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 7, text number 6. 7? Oh, I was thinking 6, huh? Sorry, I prepared only text number 6. Shall I just continue to speak on this verse? Okay. Bhagavam Eka Evaisha Sava. Just hold on 1 second. Because the light is 1 second. Shatreshu Avastita Amusha Dabhagatam Va Kalesho. Oh, Kresho, sorry. Kresho Va Kamabi Kutaha Bhagavan Eka Evasha Savashetesha Vastita Amushadu Mamushadu Bhagatvamva Kresho Kresho Vakama Vikuta Bhagavam Eka Evasha Savashetresha Avastita Amushad Mamushadu Bhag Gatvamva Kresho Vakama Bikuta Bhagavam Eka Evasha Savashetresha Vastita Amushadu Bhagatvamva Kresho Vakama Bikuta. Keshava kama bhikkhuta Bhagava eva evaisha Savashetreshu vastita Amushadu bhagava Keshava kumasha. Mataji, Savashetre Shastita Amushado Bhakva Tanta Kreshova Kamadi Tuta. Anybody else? Oh, no, sorry. Word by word, huh? Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ekaha, alone. eva eshaha o this sava o sheteshu in the divine entities avastitaha situated amusha of the divine entity duba adubagatvam misfortune va either kreshaha miseries va or kamabi by activities kutaha what for translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The Lord as the Super Soul is situated in every divine being's heart. Why then do the divine entities' activities result in misfortune and misery? Purport. The next question put forward by Vidura to Maitreya is, why are the divine entities subjected to so many miseries and misfortunes in spite of the Lord's presence in their hearts as the Super Soul? The body is considered a fruitful tree, and the divine entity and the Lord, a Super Soul, are like two birds seated in that tree. The individual soul is eating the fruit of the tree, but the Super Soul, the Lord, is witnessing the activities of the other bird. A citizen of the state may be in miseries for want of sufficient supervision by the state authority, but how can it be possible that a citizen suffers from other citizens while the chief of the state is personally present? From another point of view, it is understood that the jiva living entity is qualitatively one with the Lord, and thus his knowledge in the pure state of life cannot be covered by nuisance, especially in the presence of the Supreme Lord. How then does the living entity become subjected to the ignorance and covered by the influence of Maya? The Lord is the father and protector of every living entity, and he is known as Bhuta Brit, or the maintainer of the living entity. Why then should the living entity be subjected to so many sufferings and misfortunes? It should not be so, but actually we see that it happens everywhere. This question is therefore put forward by Vidura for solution. Om Agyana Timinantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Umiditan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtan Stapidan Yena Budare Swayanupa Kadama Hyanta Datti Swampadanti Kam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnamanscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Nakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Satvaitan Savatuta Parijana Sahitan Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagapade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kamchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Vishabhanu Srute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakau Patarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadatra Shri Vasade Gola Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Bhagavan Eka Evaisha Sava Bhuteshva Vastitaha Amusha Dubhagatvam Va Kreshova Kamabi Kutaha. Translation again. The Lord as the Super Soul is situated in every living being's heart. Why then do the living entities' activities result in misfortune and miseries? So here in the verse, it is said that the Lord, as the super soul, is situated in every living being's heart. And Srila Prabhupada, he gave a nice analogy describing this point in the purport. Srila Prabhupada, he said that the body is considered a fruitful tree, and the living entity and the Lord as super soul are like two birds seated in that tree. The individual soul is eating the fruit of the tree, but the super soul, the Lord, is witnessing the activities of the other bird. So it reminds me a few verses in the Bhagavad Gita where Prabhupada also described, you know, this point. In the 18th of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 61, it is said here, Ishvara sarva-bhutanam videshya arjuna tishtati brahmayam sarva-bhutani yancharudani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. Srila Prabhupada, he said here in the purport that Arjuna was not the supreme knower, and his decision to fight or not to fight was confined to his limited discretion. Lord Krishna instructed that the individual is not all in all. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, or He Himself, Krishna, as the localized super soul, sits in the heart, directing the living being. After changing the body, the living entity forgets his past deeds, but the super soul, as knower of the past, present, and future, remains the witness of all his activities. Therefore, all the activities of the living entities are directed by the super soul. The living entity gets what he deserves and is carried by the material body, which is created in the material energy after the direction of the super soul. As soon as the living entity is placed in a particular type of body, he has to work under the spell of that bodily situation. A person seated in a high-speed motor car goes faster than one seated in a slower car, though the living entity, the driver, may be the same. Similarly, by the order of the Supreme Soul, material nature fashions a particular type of body to a particular type of living entity, so that he may work according to his past desire. The living entity is not independent. One should not think himself independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The individual is always under the Lord's control. Therefore, one's duty is to surrender. And that is the injunction of the next verse. So in the next verse, Prabhupada, he said that the living entity should therefore surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's heart.
and that will redeem him from all kinds of miseries from this material existence. From here we could understand actually everyone in this material world is suffering a lot. Whether you are millionaire, billionaire, or even you are the president of the United States, he has to suffer from old age, disease, and death. So everybody is suffering a lot. What is the remedy? So Prabhupada, he pointed out, you know, the remedy here is to just surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that will relieve him from all kinds of miseries of this material existence. Prabhupada, he continues, sir, that by such surrender, not only will one be released from all miseries in this life, but at the end, he will reach the Supreme God. The transcendental world is described in the Vedic literature, the Rig Veda, as Tat Vishnu Paramam Padam. Since all of the creation is the kingdom of God, everything material is actually spiritual, but Paramam Padam specifically refers to the eternal abode, which is called the spiritual sky of Vaikuntha. In the 15th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Savasya Chaham Hidi Sat Vishnu. Yeah. The Lord is seated in everyone's heart. So the recommendation that one should surrender onto the super soul sitting within means that one should surrender onto the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. Krishna has already been accepted by Arjuna as the Supreme. He was accepted in the 10th chapter as Param Brahma Param Dham. Arjuna has accepted Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the supreme abode of all living entity, not only because of his personal experience, but also because of the evidence of great authority like Narada, Asita, Devara, and Vyas. So we still have a couple of more minutes. I want to tell a story about the recent experience with the book distribution. I was at the Atlanta a couple of months ago, learning some technique of book distribution from Mahotsa Prabhu. And I was asking Mahotsa Prabhu that, we all know that right now, you know, Mahotsa Prabhu, you know, he's the topmost book distributor in our, you know, Hare Krishna movement. So he just, broke his own record by distributing more than, you know, 1,000 copies of books in a day. Yeah. And collecting like, more than $10,000 donation. And when I was there in Atlanta, I was asking, you know, where do you get inspiration of going out to do the book distribution like that, you know? He was telling me that he was sharing his experience with me. Like, he was telling me that he got inspiration from all the great devotees in our movement, like, you know, Bhrigupati Prabhu, Vaisheshika Prabhu, so many you know, great devotees. And when he taught me like that, immediately it reminds me a saying, you know, in China. This is a saying in China. The saying is, 好汉不提当年勇. 好汉不提当年勇. That means a real man does not boast about his past achievement. Because he was mentioning Bhikkhu Patibhava. It immediately, you know, reminds me of this saying. Because Bhikkhu Patibhava, you know, for the past 45 years, he's actually tirelessly, you know, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. He has distributed more than 2 million of the Prabhupada's books. Yeah. And although he achieved so much in the past, still he's continuing this book distribution. And in my heart, I'm really considering a real hero. He's a real 好汉. Yeah. I'm actually really very much inspired, you know, by his, you know, association, you know. Yeah, many times, you know, I'm actually feeling very tough, you know, to go out, because it's really not easy. Many times you will meet, you know, tough person, you know. And whenever I'm feeling discouraged, I will go and talk to Bhikkhu Patibhava, and he will just give me, you know, good inspiration, saying, you just continue the service and Krishna will take care of the result. You should not worry about the result. Yeah, you just keep going. You know? I really got a lot of inspiration from him. And here I want to take this opportunity to show a video about how Bhikkhu Patibhava, he was interacting with people in distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Yeah, let's take a look. Yeah. This video was taken around.
Okay. Girl, excuse me, are you passengers or are you just dropping people off? Okay, you guys get a copy, we'll sign that. Are you students or undercover movie stars or
students?
Good ones?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, you look smart, that's what gave you away. This is actually on meditation.
All right.
Yep, and it helps to relieve stress. You heard of stress, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
And I'm a monk, I guess you know what a monk is, right?
Uh-huh.
Not a punk, not a skunk. That's for you guys.
Okay.
And we don't sell these, we just ask for a donation. Could you throw in a donation, help out? Where are you headed today? Sorry.
We're going to Germany.
Oh, sprechen Sie Deutsch?
No.
Nothing, huh? Ein bisschen? You speak fluently?
Yeah, I'm from Germany.
Okay, oh wow, okay. Well, then you speak English really well. Here, I'll show you this real quick.
Alright.
Have you ever heard the expression, what goes around, comes around?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Karma, that's a real good picture of it.
Yeah.
Okay, how's your karma today, okay? You both look pretty happy.
Sure, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Tired, but...
Yeah, that's traveling. How the soul continues even after the body's finished?
No.
And the main subject of these books is how to go to higher consciousness. So we're actually giving out 50,000 copies worldwide, and we don't sell them. We just ask for a donation. Could you girls give a donation to help out? There's no minimum. It's just from your heart. Okay.
Since I've got anything, I don't know.
What time is your flight?
It's 2.
Okay, so you're okay.
Yeah.
You're not late.
Yes.
Yeah. I have change if you need change for a big bill. And where do you go to school?
It's actually in a town called Cloverdale, north. It's north of San Francisco.
I know Santa Rosa.
Yeah, it's right. It's like...
Okay, is there any chance you could pitch in a bit more? Help us out with the printing? Have a look.
Yeah, it's actually about 30 minutes, 45 minutes late.
Yeah, I went up to Santa Rosa. I was distributing books up there on the campus there at the school. Nice part of California.
At the junior college?
Yeah, at the junior college. Right.
That's where my dad teaches.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Far out. Well, that's a small world, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. We print these books for $5. Generally, people give $5, $10. You just do the best you can. I have change. If you need change, no problem.
Yeah.
Do you want change for that?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah,
not a problem.
Change for that, please. I'll just give you all my...
Yeah, sure. Just pitch in whatever you can spare. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Our 800 email and website is in the books.
All right.
So if you have any questions, just give us a ring or just check us out on the web.
All right.
Okay? Thank you, girls. Have a safe flight. I hope you enjoy the books.
So I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji?
Try this strange 10-second technique tonight to reverse type 2 diabetes. Most people continue to take blood sugar medications because they've been brainwashed by the medical establishment to believe diabetes is a hereditary condition, even though new studies are showing this to be completely false. If you or a loved one is suffering from type 2, pre-diabetes or high blood sugar levels, then you must see this. An award-winning doctor from Maryland has just revealed the real biological root cause of high blood sugar, and it has nothing to do with sugar intake, eating carbs, or even genetics.
I'm so sorry.
Do you want me to repeat it?
Just a comment, you know.
The question is about your experience recently with these dacoit people who came and stole the car of Maori, and as a community, what we should be doing about that, and you know, to ensure that this kind of thing doesn't repeat. Apparently, these people have done it in streets nearby to other people, so they're going around and getting away with it, and they actually hit Maori, I believe. So, you know, what are we doing, you know, to combat that? And is everybody fully aware and keeping their eyes open about people who are coming here? And what's your realization and what would you like to say about that?
Yeah, a couple of days ago, you know, there were two dacoits, you know. They are attacking Mayuri Maraji. Actually, I was actually exactly there at the clothesline behind the ashram, and I heard some noisy, and I turned over and I saw, you know, Mayuri Maraji was with two black young men, you know. In the beginning, I was thinking, you know, they are just friends talking, you know. But after a few seconds, I realized actually it is not like that, you know. Actually, they are dacoits try to, you know, rob her like that. And immediately I went there and telling them, hey guys, what are you doing here? And at the same time, you know, Mario Maraji, he kept crying, call the police. And one guy showing me a gun, pistol in his hand, you know. And upon hearing Mario Maraji's cry, you know, I immediately ran to the ashram to get a mobile phone to call up the police. But nobody, the 911, nobody was picking up the phone, you know. And then I tried to get some more devotees to come, you know, to help. And I met Ananda Kiyadamrabhu. He said, the dacoits, they already left. You know, after this incident, I really realized that the world we are living now is really a dangerous world, you know. Yeah, danger may happen at any moment, you know. So that means we devotees, we have to be really be prepared, because we do not know when danger will happen to us, you know. Death might come at any moment. So that means we have to be really serious about the practice of this Krishna consciousness, you know. Yeah. Because if we can remember Krishna at the time of a death, then we will go back to Krishna Loka. Yeah. Like the Gita, it is said, yang yang vapi smanam bhavan tyajanti ante karevanam tam tam evaiti kunteya sadada bhava bhavita. That whatever state of being one remembers at the time of death, that state he will attain without fail. So I really realize, you know, this world is going to become worse and worse. So we have to be really serious about the practice of this Krishna consciousness, you know. Yes, Achita Prabhu.
Authorities, which they have dropped the ball badly because they themselves are materially contaminated. And then there's our responsibility. So on the first part, I put pictures and video and description of what happened on a local internet called Nextdoor. You know, several devotees are on there. People share immediately when things happen to warn others. So, of course, the non-devotees, they are debating what to do. Mm. Everybody's shocked, but they debate. Oh, if you would vote for some other party instead of the party that's in power now, this wouldn't happen. Mm. The party who is in power now, they're soft on crime, but our party would be harder on crime and it wouldn't happen. But crime has been going on since time immemorial because of unclean consciousness. That's the cause. And you can't legislate that away. There has to be a way for purifying the consciousness of the people in general. Right. And that's what the secular authorities don't understand. As Prabhupada said many years ago, they try to solve everything with money. Crime is a problem, more money. You know, poverty is a problem, more money. No, they don't understand the karmic cause of all these things. Right. So that's where we come in. We have to remind people that there's karma involved here. It's not just what this incident, that incident. So I reminded them, because they were saying, oh, you know, just these people are probably born from drug-addicted mothers, and that's why they're not trained properly. I said, you can train until the cows come home. If the heart is not clean, it won't change. And I reminded them of what happened on July 4th. A boy from a very nice family. His father is an elected official. Family has everything they need, nothing to want. He got guns and went out and killed 4 people and injured a whole bunch of other people. So it's not a question of which family you're coming from or which neighborhood you're coming from. It's a question of cleanliness of consciousness. And that can only be achieved by this Krishna consciousness movement. So that's our responsibility to the public, is to try to get them to understand this. And to ourselves, we should have plans in place for security of the deities and the devotees.
Right, right. You know, maybe we should make some arrangement to set up some emergency button. Because I saw that emergency button in many colleges and school and universities. Yeah, they just put in different places of the school. Whenever there is a problem, the student will press that emergency button and the bell will ring. Maybe we can do something like that, you know. Yeah. Are there any other questions or comments? Yes, Mataji?
Is personal alarms that you can buy that, you know, carry on your body, look around a corner before you make the turn. You know, crime in this area is not a new thing. It's been going on for a very long time, as like everywhere.
Right.
So it's an individual thing also, you know.
Right. Thank you, Muriji. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantra Chima Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaura Bhaktavinda Ki Jai.